The 70th anniversary of the Blitz of London is being marked this weekend in London. Deep underground were thousands sheltered during the nightly bombing raids. Laura Lynch went along for a trip back in time.
It's the fall of 1940 and London is under attack. Working class residents bombed out of their homes have only one place to go for shelter, underground.
You've come tonight very well advised. Ever since the 7th of September, Hitler has bombed London every single night bar one. So I would expect a raid tonight as well.
At the Aldwych tube station close to the Thames, actors are recreating those frightening times when wardens tried to keep everyone calm.
All right, don't panic. We've got a siren. You've got a few minutes. So, next time I see you, I want you with your gas mask. Now I want you to proceed in a nice orderly fashion down the stairs.
Just as it was seven decades ago, men, women and children file down 160 steps. At its peak, close to 180,000 people slept in underground stations each night. Aldwych Station housed 1,500 people on the platform and the tracks. For this tour, there are vintage underground carriages in the station. Mrs. Elsie Jenkins, or the actor playing her, sits on board knitting.
Oh, do come and take a seat, though. You can sit close to me if you like, because I don't smell. I have a bath once a week, you know.
She says Aldwych was one of the better station shelters, certainly one of the safest. Then she shares a secret.
I'm not one for idle gossip. Apparently, the British Museum, they've put some of their treasures down in these tunnels to keep them nice and safe. And you know what I said to my friend Betty? I said, Betty, love, if it's good enough for Elgin's marbles, it's good enough for us.
It's true. The ancient sculptures from the Parthenon and thousands of other valuable artworks were stored in the tunnels. Still, not everyone felt safe when the bombs started dropping overhead. It's the kind of sound Margaret Clark remembers well. She was 8 years old when the Blitz began, one of the few Londoners left who lived through it all.
Sometimes we had to get out of bed in the middle of the night and run like hell down Gordon Road into the tube shelter. And believe it or not, if a bomb dropped on the actual station itself, like the booking hall, we would have had it.
All together, louder than the bomb!
Singing in the face of adversity, the famed stiff upper lip of the British was truly tested in the depths of the underground all those years ago. Aldwych Station closed to the public in the 1990s, but this weekend the ghosts have returned ever so briefly. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.